You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Fitter from MLB.com, and I'm here with Ken Gernick, who covers Dodgers for MLB.com. And Ken, there was a big, huge, I don't know how huge it was, but it was a big trade, a three-team trade that involved the Dodgers, the Reds, and the White Sox. And so I just want to ask you a little bit about the players that the Dodgers received, and then we'll go into what they might do with these guys, if it just means that they're going to go on and maybe look for to deal them to another team to further strengthen their team. But right now, the Dodgers seem to have gotten some pretty good prospects from the White Sox.
Well, yeah, I mean, they traded three prospects to get three prospects. So, I view this probably more as kind of an incremental move, the types of moves that Andrew Friedman's front office has made since they came in a year ago. The big name in the deal, Todd Frazier, didn't go to the Dodgers. So that was the player that I think a lot of Dodger fans were hoping for. And when the dust settled, they traded three prospects for three prospects. So, it's possible that one of these or more of these players that they acquired will be packaged in the trade. Maybe it's a player that another team was trying to acquire and wasn't able to match up. You would think that this is going to lead to another trade, and with the pitching problems that the Dodgers seem to have now since Greinke left, that the end result would be to package these prospects and maybe others that the Dodgers have and get a top pitcher. And Fernandez from Miami is the one that everybody's talked about. As far as linking with the Dodgers, that's going to take quite a haul. Maybe this gets them a step closer to that type of trade. But as far as the impact on the team for 2016, it's hard to say that this really moves the needle for the Dodgers.
Yeah, so the Dodgers, needing to fortify their rotation, obviously that is a huge concern right now for a lot of reasons that we'll get into. Someone from the outside like me, just kind of looking at these names and sort of the descriptions that the experts are giving us, it seems that Franky Montas, a number four prospect in the White Sox organization who throws 100 miles an hour, seems to be an up-and-comer. So perhaps that'd be someone that they'd actually maybe want to keep in their organization given the issues that they have with their starting pitching?
That's possible. He is wild, and so he's not major league ready yet to be a starter. Andrew Friedman said that he believes he's major league ready to be in the bullpen, but he wants to see if he can continue on the path of being a starting pitcher as opposed to a reliever. So he figures, again, to start the season at AAA if he's still in the organization. So it doesn't really address the hole left by Greinke. This is more of a move either for the future if these players remain or to package in a deal to get someone who can help today. But these are not three players that are expected to help the Dodgers in the beginning of 2016.
Okay. We did touch on that a little bit, that it might be setting themselves up for another deal, possibly with Fernandez from the Marlins. So, I guess that's not just people pulling that out of the air. There would seem to be a lot of – it would seem to make a lot of sense if they could possibly snag him. But this would be a highly unusual situation for them to be able to get a young pitcher who's, when healthy, one of the best pitchers in the game. So it would take a huge haul to be able to pry Jose Fernandez away from the Marlins. Can you see the Dodgers really being able to, give up as much as they're going to have to, even with this trade, to get him, given... I don't know, they seem a little thin down below.
Well, that's true. And at the winter meetings last week, the talk really was that if the Dodgers were going to be able to pull this off, it was going to cost them more than they can give up, and that would be specifically Corey Seager, who's their starting shortstop, and they really have no one else, and Julio Urias, who's their best pitching prospect and one of the best pitching prospects in the game. So it would start with those two players, probably involve more. And so that obviously never happened. But that doesn't mean that the Dodgers have given up trying. It just doesn't necessarily mean they're going to succeed. They've obviously are very fond of three-team trades, multiple trades, you know, trying to outthink everybody else in the game to reach their goal. And they were able to pull off trades last year. Several of them were very complicated. It didn't get them into the World Series, but they were able, that seems to be their preference, even more so than signing big-name free agents, which they haven't done since this new management team came in. So it's not surprising that they're trying to put together, if that's really the end game, trying to put together a multi-team trade, whether it's all announced in one day or you acquire players, you know, one week and you trade them the next. But it does seem like big-name free agent pitchers are gone. The second level doesn't seem to really thrill them, or they probably would have signed them already. The one player that they have tried to acquire, Iwakuma, his status is up in the air, apparently over medical issues. So they still have the Zach Greinke hole to fill, and they don't seem to have a lot of obvious options to fill it with.
And yeah, so that brings us to Iwakuma, like you mentioned, and that was a three-year, $45 million deal. That seems to be, as we're speaking now, we're not sure, like, what the problem was with the physical or, you know, which body part we're talking about here. So let's say they back out of that. I mean, there are a lot of different ways this could go, and one way it could go is that they just sign him for less. So I guess we can't really jump to conclusions until we really know what is going on with that, but we can't just assume that he's completely damaged goods and that they wouldn't want him.
Well, I think every ball player is damaged, you know, to a certain extent, and then you just have to weigh, you know, how much you're committing financially with the chances of something going wrong. But there's always a chance that something can go wrong with anybody. I would imagine that you could fail almost anybody's physical if that was really your intent. Obviously, they signed him hoping to fill that hole with Greinke out, at least part of it, and something popped up that gave them concern that they didn't want to make a three-year deal. Doesn't mean they won't make one-year deal. Doesn't mean that Seattle won't come back and reoffer the two-year deal that he turned down. We don't know. So it's you know, really he's back on the market and talking to teams. I believe the Dodgers are still trying to work something out, but that deal from last week appears to be over.
Okay. Well, we will keep our eyes on that. Thank you, Ken. We will catch up with you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.